to a thing.
Yeah.
And get there. Hopefully today. Yeah. Simon Shin Sari Aleph, Avil Aser B'chol Minei Simcha. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Avil Aser B'Simcha Lefikach Lo Yikach Tinak B'cheiko Kol Shiva Shema Yavo Lidei Schok. This is based on the Gemara Kavav on the days that you shouldn't hold a baby during Shiva lest you come to Schok. If a Vadi writes, patient as well, that if the baby's crying and you're the only person who could pick the baby up and you're an Avil, then that's mutter. The Lashon Gemara, the Gemara quotes this din on Kafaf Amidbei, the Lashon Gemara is Nimsa Miskayan Alabrios. It's not appropriate that there's an absolute Isser. So, where circumstances warrant that you need to hold the baby, then that would be mutter.
Is this Aser Amidbei?
I'm sorry?
Is this Aser Be'aninus?
Is it Aser Be'aninus? It doesn't, not presented that way. But to the extent that Niyuge Avelis are Aser during Aninus, if it's not something that's going to interfere with the responsibility of the owning, then presumably it should be relevant then as well. Simcha is definitely Aser Be'aninus, as a Niyuge Avelis that everyone would agree is Aser during Aninus.
So that should be so.
Presumably. Some say this is really a subset of Sheila Shalom, and not a subset of Simcha. Sheila Shalom also would be Aser for Nogin, so practically, yes. And Ravadia points out that if you need to hold a baby, better to... If someone needs to hold a baby, better to do it not in the presence of the other Avelim, go out somewhere else. Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel, there is Mibnei Rabbim. Okay, but... you do what's necessary. Piskei Shuvah here in Sifkatan Aleph quotes from the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, that an Avil during Shiva should preferably not recite Kiddush Levana unless once Shiva's over it's going to be too late. So the cutoff point is day 11. If Shiva is going to be over by day 11, so then it's cutting it too close to the Sosman Kiddush Levana, then you could say it. Kosei Shos Yaakov, still better to wait till after 3 days if possible, unless after 3 days is going to be day 12. Fine. The Gemara says, and Daf Kaf Beis Amid Beis,
that's
a separate issue. Here we're talking about...
There was a did they mention anything about issue when to say?
The Shalom Aleichem issue is an issue called Yubei's Kodesh, and it's not a Shiva issue. It's simply a Shiva issue when it's better to avoid Kodesh. I mean, you also run into the issue in Simi Sof Beiso, which is a separate issue we'll get to. The Gemara has and of Kaf Beis Amid Beis Alkol HaNesim, about 15 lines down, Alkol HaNesim Kula Nichnas Abesa Simcha La'achar Shloshim Yom. So for Shar Krovim, during Shloshim there's an Isser to be Nichnas Abesa Simcha Al Aviv Al Ima La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh. For Aviv Ima, the Isser extends for Yud Beis Chodesh. Hey, Isser Likanes Abesa Simcha for Shloshim, L'Shar Krovim, and Yud Beis Chodesh, L'Aviv Imo. Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, U'L'Simchas Mireyus. And this applies to Simchas Mireyus. Rashi, Amar Rabba, Had the Tanya nichnas the base of Mishnah l'acher lamid yom l'simchas mereis seuda she'osim reyim v'ahuvim zemze social get together v'lo havi simcha kol kach aval seuda de simcha kigo de nisuin lo. I'm sorry, that, and that Dibur Masechta is around the next line of the Gemara. One second. How do you learn the Gemara? Is Rashi going on the first Lashon or the second Lashon? I guess going on the first option. Okay, let's try that again. I call a mason kula nifna sabesa simcha la'achar shloshim yom. Al avi v'ima la'achar yabes chadash. So for a regular avel, there's an iser of shloshim. For avi v'ima is yabes chadash. Amar rabba v'rachadu l'simcha smarayus. This then applies to simcha smarayus. It applies to a social gathering. But a real simcha, like a suddis and suin, that would be usher lacher shloshim, even for shark rovim. That Rashi's learning the line. Rashi's learning that. Then Rashi says, "Meisi vei." No, the din both of simcha, like chasana, and the din of siddhis reis are both shloshim yom. Kasha. So that's against Rabba Baba Rechana. And amem or masni hafi, am Rabba Rechana. Now, ula simchas reis mutuli comes alter. This is a lasha we pass on like, at least most of Shonim. Am Rabba Rechana, simchas reis is mutuli comes alter. Simchas Mereyus is no Yisra even Tosh Shloshim. Ay, Vatanya, L'simcha, Shloshim, Ul Mereyus Shloshim. Isn't there a verse that says that no, there's an Yisra, both Simcha and Siddhis Mereyus for Shloshim? L'okasha haba risusa haba perunusa. No, if it's a kind of Simchas Mereyus, or Siddhis Mereyus that is perunusa, that is simply returning a social obligation, but not something that's particularly joyous or enjoyable, so then that's mutter even tosh shloshim. And if it's something which is more social, then that's usher toch shloshim. So according to the Lishna of Amemar, what emerges is that there are two types of simchas mereis, that arisusa and perunusa, Rashi. Arisa Hainu Shemaskel Echem Ehem Lasa Suda Umav Lekulam Kedisha Yasu Gam Heim Nami Kachlo Suda Einu Nitnas Ad Achash Hashiyom. Some kind of reciprocity. There's some kind of reciprocity, so if you extend the first invitation and the expectation is others are going to reciprocate, that would be usy to extend the first invitation during Shloshim. Aval b'peranusa, shemeshalim lam sudos jenasu lo, yikanis alter shef shalosh shalosh shalosh. But if you owe a favor back, someone had invited you before you're an avel, and now you need to return the favor, you can return the favor even during Shloshim. So according to that, Lashon of Amemar, there are three categories. There's Sudas Mereus of Peranusa, which is Mutter during Shloshim. There's Sudas Mereus of Arisusa, which is Asa during Shloshim. And then there's Sudas Besa Mishta, which is Asa during Shloshim as well, and presumably for Avri V'Imo would extend for you Beis Chodesh, just as all other Nihugei Avelos, or Kemat all other Nihugei Avelos of Shloshim, are extended for you Beis Chodesh for Aviv V'Imo. So what threw me off in the first Lashon, the way we just read it, is it sounds like there's a Hava Mina, at least at the stage where I asked the question, that there could be an Isser of Beis HaMishta for Shar Krovim even after Shloshim. Again, not Lahalacha, but at that stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara asked the Kasha on the first Lishna, the way we just read it, that's what it sounds like. So let's think about that, but that's not our issue at the moment. So the Gemara, for our purposes right now, we'll get to Sudas Mereus later. For our purposes now, we're going to focus on the first in the Gemara of Simcha, or Beis HaSimcha. What does Beis HaSimcha include? As Rashi says, Kigon de Nesuin. So Nesuin would be the classic, most obvious example of Beis HaSimcha. What else could Beis HaSimcha include? Aruch HaShulchan points out here in Sukkot and Aleph that there are parallel lines both in Bavli Yerushalmi and in Maseches Machos. We'll get to potential stiras there in a little while. But both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Maseches Machos all have slightly different terminology that they use. Our Gemara here uses the Lashon of Beis HaSimcha. The Maseches Machos uses the Lashon of Beis HaMishta. And the Yerushalmi just uses the Lashon of Seuda. So you have Beis HaMishta, Beis HaSimcha, and Seuda. Aruch HaShulchan thinks that these may well be interchangeable. They may be different terms used for the same concept, and he assumes that it's pretty much lav dafka, and you shouldn't put too much into the slightly different terms used. So for our purposes, Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta, and Sudas Mishta, or Suda in the context of a Mishta or Simcha, could all mean the same thing. So minimally, this Beis HaSimcha that we're talking about, or the Beis HaMishta that we're talking about, includes or refers to a Simchas Nisuin or a Seudas Nisuin. And we'll see that, at least according to some Rishonim, what emerges in the Ramah is there may be another category of a Seudas Mitzvah, which is more kal than a Seudas Chasana. And that we'll have to come back to in a little while as well. Tosis writes over here, Kabez Amidbez, Ula Simchas Mereus. Towards the end of Tosos, that Kenisa below Achila is Mutter. Now we talk about the Isser of being Nichnas Lebeis HaSimcha. So it's lav dafka nichnas, but the real iser is the achila. The ein simcha below achila ushesia. What But nichnas is lav dafka. The real problem is eating in a beis hasimcha or beis hamishta. The Ramban quotes two days about that. The Ramban writes that nichnas hachamim were mekel to walk in b'shas hasimcha and b'shas hasuda without eating. So we have such a position to be shown him, like the Bali Tosus here, that you could lechachila walk into Beis HaSimcha as long as you don't eat. The Rosh quotes that Simon Yubeis, in the name of the Ria Barceloni, that summer noheg toch Yubeis Chodesh, to walk into the Beis HaChuppah, to hear the Shavuot Brachos, to say Mazel Tov, but not to eat. Okay, so that's the position of the Bali Tosos here, an opinion of the Ramban, the Rosh B'Shem Ria Barceloni, that the Isser is dafka to be ochel, but to be nechnas without being ochel, even to a chasana, or a base simcha of a chasana, base mishnah of a chasana, would be mutter. The Ramban himself is machmir, that even kenisa alone is aser without achila. The Ritva writes that as well, Dibra Maskel Alkol Hamesim, that the Ritva says you're not even allowed to walk into a chasana to hear Shavuot Brachos, to hear the Birkas Chasanim, because he writes, A mitzvah zu mutalos alav, so you're not the Mekayim any mitzvah by going to a chasana. She'ein Avelus im Simcha Klal, and the notion of Avelus and Simcha are totally incompatible. You can't have Avelus coincide with Simcha, so there's no place for an Avel in a base chasanas. And the Rush writes as well that the minig in Ashkenaz was an Avel would stand outside of the hall where the chasan was taking place to hear the Shavuot Brachos, but would not walk in at all. That's two deos in Shulchan Aruch here, Sif Gimel. Likanis l'chupa shelo b'shas achila l'shmo ha-brachos. Yesh matir v'yesh osrim. Right, that's the machlokes. Are you allowed to walk into a chasana to hear Shavuot Brachos if you're not going to eat? Ela omen chutz l'bayis l'shmo ha-brachos. So the osrim say, no. That's what the Rush quotes as a minhag in Ashkenaz, that you can stand outside but not walk inside. Then the Ramah adds, "Avalo yikanes labayis klal b'shasha omdim sham b'mizmute chas v'kala v'cheinogim ashkenaz." So you shouldn't walk into the house at all when they're standing there and the music is playing, and that is a minhag. Medina seilu v'chol ze b'bayis sh'osin achasna sh'alchem sh'osin smeichin sham. Aval b'chupa sh'osin b'beis hakneses. Just to walk into the room where the chuppah is taking place, the Ramah says it's taking place in Shul, to hear the brachos, there's no real simcha there, and that is mutter after Shiva. V'yesh osrim ad shloshim. V'yesh osrim even to walk into the chuppah. Okay, that will come back to as well. The yesh b'kamin shemachmir liyos avol omi kol yibeis chodesh chutz beis hakneses l'shma brachos, we're not to walk inside. Okay, skipping. Let's go back first to the Ramban Sif Beis. The Mechaber is in Sif Beis. V'akol meisim nichnas beis hamishta la'achar shloshim yom alav v'valim alachar yibeis chodesh v'yach v'mishan mubaris mutar alachar yibeis chodesh miu simchas mereyus sheichayv lefro alsam miyad mutar la'asosa miyad achar shiva. So that's the Lishna Basra, a Meimar in the Gemara. Okay. The Ramah writes, ובחבורס מצווה כגון שמייסי יסם ויסומה לשם שמיים. If you're marrying off יסם ויסומה לשם שמיים, ואם לא יוכל שם יסבטל המייסה, and if you're not going to eat there at the Suda, יסבטל המייסה, מותר לאחר שלושים, then you're allowed to participate אחר שלושים, אבל תוך שלושים אסור לכל סודת מצווה שבעולם. After שלושים, תוך שלושים is אסור even under these circumstances. Okay, where's the Ramah coming from? The Ramah's coming from a Ravid, quoted in the Rush and in the Ramban. The way the Rush quotes the Ravid is as follows. Hiksha Ravid. Dehacha mashma dibisudas mitzvah ika isura tvei nibisudas arishus. As you get a Gemara, let's see inside together. Simon Membez. About 10 lines into the Rosh Siman Mem Beis, Viksha Raivizal. You have it? Okay, Viksha Raivizal, Dehacha Mashma, Dibisudas Mitzvah, Ika Isura Tvei, Nibisudas Arishus. In our Gemara, it sounds like Sudas mitzvah is more chamor than Sudas rishos. There's no, when it comes to Sudas rishos, so the biggest problem is Sudas mereus, if it's le arisusa, not le pernusa. Simcha, but the Sudas mitzvah, there's a blanket isser. Toch shloshim for shar krovim, and you're based chodesh for everyone else. Uba avol rabasi, the mesachas machos, tanya, al kol amesim, Aser leilech lebeis hamishta ad shloshim yom la'aviv l'imbo achi garbo chaveirav el imkein haisa l'shem shamayim. So there's a dispensation that there's no restriction of going to sudas mitzvah to beis hamishta if it's l'shem shamayim. Alma the sudas mitzvah yesh baheter Yoser mi besudas harashus. So what do you see? Sudas harashus is no carve out of l'shem shemayim. I could argue that sudas harashus by definition isn't l'shem shemayim. But at least by sudas mitzvah, you have a carve out of l'shem shemayim. So that seems to be against argamar. Argamar doesn't indicate any carve out. Argamar has a blanket restriction against sudas mitzvah. That's the right discussion. The tirates, hi l'shem shemayim nishari. What does it mean l'shem shemayim? Hainu shehu masi yasam yisoma of ani va'aniya l'shem shemayim. It means you're marrying off a yasam and ani l'shem shemayim. V'im lo yikanes sham yisbatel ha'maisa. And if you're not going to go in, if you're not going to participate, literally, Yisbatel HaMaisa sounds like the wedding won't happen. That your presence is necessary to ensure that the wedding is going to proceed. Aval, v'nisui ashir, sheizminu l'suda k'dei l'skabi bo, asli kanasham. But if they don't need you, you're stam invited as a social obligation, so then there's no heter. So that's how the Ravid resolves what he presents as a sphere between the Masechus Machos and the Bavli. The Heter of Hashem Shemayim is a limited circumstance where the Avil is involved in putting together a chasana for Yasam Yisama Ani Aniya, and without his participation, again, literally it sounds like the wedding won't take place. That's the Rush and the Ramban quote from the right. Parenthetically, before we go on to analyze this Ravid, Rabbi Karp points out that this the kasha that the Ravid is bothered by may be what led the Rambam to what all the Nosei Kelim are bothered by seems to be a difficult psak. The Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, to Halacha Zayin, makes no mention of any Isser of Sudas Mitzvah. The Rambam only has Sudas Mireyas, but no restriction of Sudas Mitzvah for Nadal. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, Simchas Mireyas, Shayachayiv, Lefroa, Samiyaz, if you have this social a gathering or meal that you have an obligation to reciprocate an invitation, you can do that right away. But if there's no peranus obligation, so then there's an isser of sudas mireyus, simchas mireyus, he calls it, during shloshim. Medvar mu mishar kol mesim, alvim imo, benkach u benkach lo yikonis, simchas mireyus, ad shnei masar chodesh. So the Rambam makes no mention of Sudas Mitzvah, of the Sudas Nisuin, of Beis HaMishta. He only talks about Simchas Mireyus, which is the Gemara's distinction between Peranusa and Ari Susa. The Ravid's Masig, Simchas Mitzvah is also Aser, Tov Shloshim for Shaar Krovim. But the Rambam makes no mention of Simchas Mitzvah. The Ravaz makes note of this, the Radach makes note of this. Interestingly, the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to focus on this as much. Kesef Mishnah. But Rabbi Karp points out that maybe the Rambam understood the Masechus Machos, and maybe parallel to Yerushalmi also, more broadly than the Ravid, that L'shem Shemayim isn't just the Ravid's seer of Masi Yosef Yisoma, but any real Sudas Mitzvah. And maybe the Rambam understood that the Masechus Machos and perhaps the Yerushalmi are against the Bavli, or at least against the Lishna Basa, the Bavli of Amnemar, and Paskin against the Bavli, that there is no restriction of Sudas or Sudas Nisuin or Beis HaMishta for an Avel, even Tov Shloshim. And we'll see, as we go on, a third approach we showed him to resolving the Ravid's Kasha. But anyway, that was the Ravid's Teretz, that L'shem Shemayim was talking about Masi Yasa V'Yisoma in a situation where, if you don't participate, then literally something's not going to happen. Yisbatul Hamais. The Ravid's formulation was, Im lo yikonis sham yisbatul hamaisa. If you don't walk in. The Ramah, when he quotes this, says, Im lo yochal sham. If you're not going to eat there, yisbatul hamaisa. The Torah has it that way also, has Im lo yochal sbatul yikanis, which is noteworthy because that's not how it appears in the Rishonim. That appears in the citation of the Ravid in the early Rishonim. The question is, how dafka or lav dafka is it? In a situation where, as long as you're there, things will proceed, even if you don't eat, is there a must saying that you can even eat under those circumstances? The Chus Marnach, for example, Chuvus Marnach Chelei Bei Simenun. Chuvus Marnach Chelei Bei Simenun assumes that even according to the Ravid says Yikones, but that's Lav Dafka to the extent that once you're there, if you're allowed to go, then you're ready allowed to eat. And maybe that's how the Ramah understood in the Ravid, that once you're allowed to walk in, if you're allowed to be there anyway, you're allowed to eat. And the Ramban, that's Cholik on the Ravid, The Maranach suggests that maybe even the Ramban could agree that you're allowed to walk in without eating, and his objection is only to the eating part. And the Ramban quotes this Ravid and argues. So the Maranach argues that can't be, or it's not necessarily the case, that the Ramban would argue to such an extent that even if Yisvatu Lagamri, even if the whole chasana is going to be off, you're still, without your participation, you're not allowed to walk in. The Ramban is only saying that you're not allowed to eat. And the Ravid, who says that you're allowed to walk in, really meant you're allowed to walk in and eat. But the Maranach understood within the Ravid that the Medubar is Kibshuto, what the words say, that if you're not going to walk in Yisvatu Lamaisa, chasana potentially could be called off. And he understands that all the Rishonim should agree if the chas himself is at risk that you're allowed to walk in. And the machlokes is, are you allowed to eat as well? Many other achronim, however, understand that Yisbata Lamaisa is la dafka, or not to be taken as literally. But they may understand that if it's mamish is batal maisa, the chasim is going to be called off, then everyone should agree you're allowed to walk in. Our Chashulchan writes, Sivkatan hey, it doesn't mean yisbatu l'shidduch l'gamri, it doesn't mean the chasim is going to be called off. It means that the chasim and kal are going to be very upset. Leiv chasim and kal yukim mitzdarim. So where it's going to adversely affect the simcha, the chasam akala, in that case of masi yasam yisoma, it would be mutter to participate. Based on this approach, there's the later Kisra Svarim quoted Tshuva Zera Emes. You can find this in the Badi Yisholchen Sifkatan Tesvav, Divrei Sofim Sifkatan Kaf, Badi Yisholchen Tesvav, Divrei Sofim Sifkatan Kaf. The Tshuva Zera Emes is Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Simen Kuf Ayin. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Kuf Ayin. Zera Emes is a earlier Italian achron. The only defus that I think we have of it is very hard to read, so I tried, but... I didn't have the a few pages of the Jew. I didn't have the patience to read it inside. It's very hard to read old printing, kind of like the Dvar Shmuel. Anyone ever read Jew with Dvar Shmuel? Also an earlier Italian Achron?
Last year.
We did Dvar Shmuel last year, right? That's hard to read. This is even harder to read. But anyway, so I'll rely on the citation of the latest Svarim as to what the Zera Emes says. I'm sorry?
I know, it's so partial sometimes.
Right. So even if the Zera Emes doesn't say it, other people do. But so he understands that what does the Ravid mean? The same thing with the Aruch HaShulchan later says, that if the person responsible for being Masi Yasmi Soma isn't going to walk in, then it's going to be Mevatel the Simchas Chasim Nekala. Based on this, the Tshuva Zera Emes Paskin, Simen Kuf Ayin, that is not only a case of Masi Yasmi Soma, it applies if you're Masi your own children. That if the father or the mother, the chasin lakal is an avel, toch yud beis chodesh, not matri toch shoshim, but toch yud beis chodesh. So father of the chasin or kala, toch yud beis chodesh, can go to the chasina of their children.
For all parts, the dancing, music.
I don't see the Zera Emes inside, but the citation doesn't address that. We can talk about what the later poskim said. So Masi Yasa Misom is Atafka, and we don't understand, it doesn't mean literally that the Shidduch is going to be called off. It's going to be Mevazel Simchas Kasa Mekala. So if it's going to be Mevazel Simchas Kasa Mekala, that would apply to a father or a mother of the Kasa Mekala as well. So that's what he passed in Zer Emes Simen Kuf Ayin. The Divrei Sofrim wonders, Divrei Sofrim, E Magdavar Sivkatan Mem Dalid, E Magdavar Sivkatan Mem Dalid. One second. If that's true, that the Ravid is laughed after referring to Masi Yasim Yisoma, so why did the Ravid have to come on to this relatively obscure Heikatimsa of Masi Yasim Yisoma? He should have spoken about the more likely scenario where the father or the mother of the Kala, the Chassan, is him or herself and Avil. So why did he have to go present Afka this more obscure case? So that's the skepticism that Divrei Sofrim raises with this pshat of the Zohar Emes to extend the Ravid to situation of the father being in Avelis. Rav Avadia, page Shin Mem Aleph, quotes from a Tshuvas Marashdam, Marashdam Yerodeya Simon Reish Beis, he says, no, the Chiddush in Yasa Yisoma is even though you're not a relative. The Pshita, that it's, if it's Aviv Imo Shel Chasim Vekala, that's going to share the Simcha of the Chasim Vekala, then it's Pshita that they're allowed to participate even during Avelis. The Chiddush of the Ravid is even the case of Masi Yasim Yisoma, Anivaniya, where you're not related. And you would have had more of a havamina that because you're not related, there's no het there. Even in that case, if there's going to be tzar to the chasim akal, if you don't participate, the Ravid says, it's mutter. The Maril has a slightly different understanding of the rationale of the Ravid. Maril writes, Tshuva Simen Kuf Tazayin. Maril Tshuva Simen Kuf Tazayin quotes the Ravid, and the way he presents the Ravid is, Dikisha Simcha Tuluya Bo Kigon Masi Yosef Yisom, where the Simcha's totally on him, on the Avel, it's his Simcha, Deshari Lacho, Afila Vesudas Nisuin, Dechashiv Simcha Shalav Vesudas Mitzvah. Because that's his Simcha, he's making the Chasana. Just like the Maril Paskins, and this is also today is here, Lalach and the Ramah. This Ramah quotes Lalacha, that a Baal Bris, or Sandik, is allowed to participate, even if you're Makir in general, we'll talk about how Sudas Bris fits into this or Simcha, even if you're Machmir in general, that an Ovel should not participate in Sudas Bris, but the Baal Bris himself, or the Sandik, the Baal Simcha, are allowed to participate in Sudas Bris because it's their Simcha, or we'll see the same thing for a Siyam, even for the Machmirim, that you can participate in a Siyam if it's not your Siyam. If it is your Siyam, you can. Siyar 2, it's your Simcha. It's not just that you're concerned about the feelings of the Chasam Akala, who may not may have a little bit of tsar or shter the simcha, you don't come, but it's your simcha. So a sudas mitzvah, which is your simcha, and Avil is allowed to participate in. Take a look at the Gilya Marsha. Gilya Marsha writes in Dibur Maskil B'Masa Yasam, V'uvdava l'fanai, Shehaisa imo shel chasan avela, the chasan's mother is in avelas. V'aben lo ratza lisa, and lo tia aim shoshvinas. Vial in the suet, meneitha tam shenas on the bar. The chasid refused to walk down the aisle unless his mother walked down with him. So this is literally a case where the chasid wouldn't take place without the presence of the mother who's in Avelis. Vitarti mene shalokiyam o misapruvu. So I allow the chasid to take place with the mother present because the chasin wasn't yet mekayim pru urvu. And then he quotes from the Knesset HaGadolah, Dehecha d'mutu lo lichnos b'shem hefsid, yachal ha'av lichnos l'chupa espito, So in a situation where there is a potential hefsan mamon, a father can enter the chasna as well, as long as he doesn't eat there. Rav Moshe has a famous plaque that goes beyond what Shlomo Iger writes here. It goes beyond the Zera Emes that we quoted. Rav Moshe writes in Chelik Bey, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, and Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Chelik Bey, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Rav Moshe is matir a father or a mother who's an Avelus to go to the chasana of a child, even toch shiva, because of the tsar that a child would feel without their parent present at the chasana. He says, just like the Knesset Gedola was matir, a father going to a wedding in a situation of hefsan mamon, and just like we're matir, even a davar of a toch shiva, so this is no worse than a hefsan mamon. The tsar that the chasana kal is going to feel is no worse than a hefsan mamon, davar avod. Davar avod is mutter even during shiva. Rav Moshe acknowledges during shiva the father shouldn't eat there. Baal HaShulchan wonders, so it is true that davar avod is mutter during shiva, but where do we find that emotional discomfort or tsar is considered davar avod? That's still a job. Rav Moshe assumes. This happened to Rabbi Willig's brother, Rabbi David Willig. When their father passed away, Rabbi David Willig was making a chasana during shiva. So he went to the chasana based on Rav Moshe's psak. How you navigate that during shiva is more complicated. Rabbi Willig pointed out that, number one, it's not so clear. Rav Moshe doesn't address what can the aviyah chasan wear to the wedding. So does he have to wear his begadim kruim? So the nita gavril that you have opened there is meiko, that because it's yantiv delay, it's considered his yantiv, and that would be avelus b'far hesya, then the father can wear regular clothing. But that's far from pasha. Is there really yantiv delay? Do we really consider that yantiv to the extent that avelus b'far hesya is usher? It's a tremendous chiddush to allow the father to go to the chasna to begin with. So not at all pasha that he be allowed to wear begadim that aren't kruim. That's number one. Also, what should he wear on his feet? Rabbi Willi thought that far from pasha that you're allowed to wear regular shoes, so better to try to find non-leather shoes that look as much like regular shoes as possible. Are you allowed to dance in that situation? Also not so clear. If not dancing will cause tsar, that would have to be evaluated also. And Bechlal, Rav Moshe's psak here to allow an avil to go to a chasana toch shiva for his child is itself far from pashut. Aside from the Baal HaShulchan's objection, Divrei Sofrim, Be'urim, page Tav Reish Kaf Tes, Divrei Sofrim, Be'urim, page Tav Reish Kaf Tes, in his comment on Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, points out that Rav Moshe's rayas are all from cases who are matir tov shloshim. The Gilya Marshal that he quotes, the Knesset Agadola, the Zera Emes, he doesn't quote, I think. But all the precedent that we have to allow a father to go to the chasen of a child, so at best, that's tov shloshim. Rav Moshe doesn't quote any earlier source that is matir tov shiva. Rav Avadi also is very opposed to this psak, page Shin Lamed Ches. He quotes that the Tzitz Eliezer was masking to Rav Moshe, and Rav Avadia very adamantly opposes his talk, And he says in a line that he's used many times in other contexts, Alpha P Shah Titzaliezer Ahuvenu Ha'emas Ahuva Yoser. So as much as I love the Titzaliezer, I love the truth more, and I respectfully disagree. So Rav Avadia is against Rav Moshe's talk emphatically. The Badi Shulchan, Beurin, page Reish Pezayin, Beurin, page Reish Pezayin, is only prepared to be Mekel after Shloshim, unless it's such a Shasat Chak that if the father doesn't come during Shiva, it's going to majorly cause friction in the family. My impression, again, this should never happen. And my impression is that in America, despite everything that one could be mafakrik or Moshe's psak regarding, the Moshe's psak has been accepted. The Moshe there wrote that in a situation where the father is going to go to the chasana of his son during Shiva, he shouldn't eat at all. If it's during Shloshim, where there's more to be makel about, the Rav Shlomo Eger, the Knesset Gedola, the Zera Emes, and everything we quoted, so then there may be more grounds to eat in a modified way. So there Moshe writes in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph that he shouldn't sit down to eat normally like the other guests. Achila kederach shoflim hamisharsim lo shayach lesser. That will get to the Ramah, what exactly the context of misharsim is. He says that he should have a bite over here and a bite over there, so it's clear that it's just a snack, but he doesn't have a kviyas there. The reason for the issur of achila is that that's part of simcha, but in that situation, if you're just eating a bite here or a bite there, so then that's not that level of simcha that is problematic. Yeah?
Financial and logistic reasons excluded. Mm-hmm. If they could push off the wedding in terms of pushing off the mitzvah of getting married, is that what they're feeling?
That's what Shlomo Eger writes in terms of Puravu, that if you haven't yet been Makai in Puravu, then in that situation he's prepared to allow the mother to come to the chasana.
Meaning, the parents were, we're talking about the chasana kala.
The chasana kala, correct. So in a situation where the chasana is not going to take place without the mother present, So then he was prepared to be Makel because the son hasn't yet been Makai in Puravu.
Would I recommend during Shiva to push it off?
It's highly impractical in any real life situation.
Sure.
Then, yeah. The Ghost Ushri Simon Membez, Ghost Ushri Simon Membez quotes Ma'arich, which Rikve Eger quotes here as well. That if an avil is necessary to make a minyan for Shavar Brachos, he's allowed to participate. So if the only person you can bring in to make a minyan is an avel, you can bring in the avel. The Hagos Ashi quotes the Ma'arich b'lashon k'medumali. K'medumali, that he's allowed to walk in and participate in the se'uda. Simon Membez, 1 second. V'asur l'achol b'ena m'chasa b'ena m'mishamshim ad l'achol l'amidyom v'afil b'cheder achar shalav makam l'chupa k'medumani she'im hayat sarach l'hash l'masar l'chasan Sha'az mutalo likanes v'lechol im hachasan.
You're required to eat to the star for the shomer.
Ah, so that's good. That's a hara. The Badr Shulchan points that out in this context. that whether or not you're allowed to eat should be dependent on machlokas haboskim, where there's no clear hachra l'alacha, whether you need to eat in order to participate in Shabbat Brachos.
Would there be any matter to not washing? That's the leading which
I don't think so. If there's an Isra Achila is even without washing. Okay. And it's not limited to bread. But that's what Bava Shulchan points out. That's relevant to the parallel question. He's talking about making a minyan for the Hagos Asher. He's talking about making a minyan for Shabbat Brachos. What about Panu Chadoshos? The only Panu Chadoshos that is available is an oval. So both of these, he could have said, so don't have Shabbat Brachos. There's no chiv of having Shabbat Brachos, unless it's during the Sudas Nisuin. So the Hagos Asher could be talking about the Sudas Nisuin. You don't have a minyan for the Sudas Nisuin, so then there could be a din to have Shabbat Brachos during the Sudas Nisuin. But the poskim of Shlomo Zalman talks about in his psalkim at the end of the Sefer Pnei Baruch, Shlomo Zalman was asked about can you bring in an avel to be Panim Chadashah. So that's another discussion whether you need one or two people for Panim Chadashah. But whatever you need, if the avel is going to make it or break it for you, can you bring in an avel for Panim Chadashah? So Shlomo Zalman says, along the same lines, that yes, that if you need him to make the Panu Chadashas to light you say Shabrach, even though I could have argued, short of the Suda Susu, there's no Chiv Shabrach at all. But Shlomo Zalman was Mekel, Chazon of Adi is Mekel as well, page Shin Tzadi Ches. Shin Lamecha, sorry, Shin Lamecha. The Vadi Shulchan has another angle over here, page Reish Pei in the Be'urim, that maybe the Hagos Asher means as follows. Why is the Hagos Ashri matir the Avel participating in the Sudas Shavar Brachas in order to make a minyan? Because maybe the Isra Simcha is only if your Kavan is the Shem Simcha. Here, you're not mechaving for the Simcha, you're just there to make the minyan. That's a very dachistic distinction. But he suggests that maybe this is better where your kavana isn't for simcha per se. The Ramah and Sif Gimel, what we began reading before, an Avil can recite Shavar Brachos at the Chasana, or Birkas Erisim, we recite a Kedushin. V'chei yuchal lahachnis Chasan k'derech Arzenu, sheshnei anashim afnisim a Chasan tachas ha-chuppah. It could be the Shoshvinin also. U'bulvad, shehei achar shloshim, v'chei nogin. So an Avil can either be Shoshvinin, or be Mesav Kedushin, or recite Shavar Brachos, or nowadays, one of the Shavar Brachos, after Shloshim. Divrei Sofrim in Sivkatan Samachay, quotes from Maram Shek. Divrei Sofrim in Sivkatan Samachay, quotes from Maram Shek, that if it's going to be viewed favorably by the Chasam Kala, if it's going to enhance the simcha of Chasam Kala, then even during Shloshim, you could recite brachos at a chasana. That happened to me. I was in Shloshim for my mother. My wife's sister got married. So Rabbi Willard told me, if you get a bracha under the chuppah, so you go for the chuppah to say the bracha. That's the Ramah explicitly is only matter of Shloshim, but later I thought and say, if it's going to enhance the, or be appreciative of the Chasam Kala, here's what to be making about even during Shloshim. So what happens if you go to a Chasana during Shloshim or during your base Kodesh to get a Bracha? So how much can you stay for this? So Rabbi Willard points out, the music that the Chasam Kala walk down to usually is slow music, so that's not really a problem for Nuffel. Derei Sofim says as much as well. And then it's probably better to walk out before the Odishama at the end of the chuppah. There might be what to be made about that in principle there. Also, better to walk out, and then after the band stops playing, walk back in and say Mazel Tov, and then leave.
So the only heter to go to the chuppah is if you're getting brachos?
So far. Okay, so we'll stop here. And but more on that tomorrow. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and try to finish up the Simcha, and if time allows, start Yetziah Midach Beis Hashin Sadi Gimel.